are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Can you imagine going to a restaurant, placing your order, then immediately leaving the building? Or how about buying an airline ticket and never bother to show up at flight time? How about buying a brand new truck, then parking it in the back lot and never use it? Do you do that? These examples of purchases could potentially cost you a lot of money. But what we're about to discuss can even cost you more per year than a fleet of trucks or a year's worth of meals in a restaurant. So why do so many companies provide survey cards in convenient little plastic stands, collect all the customer response surveys, and never really change their business when one of their customers does respond? Sounds as crazy to me as not showing up for a flight you bought a ticket for. What I would like to discuss with you today is the whole notion of asking customers what their impressions of your business are and then what to do with the results. In a previous tape, I discussed and hopefully convinced you that it is smart to ask your customers for feedback. If you haven't listened to that tape or were not convinced, let me take a moment to revisit the benefits to ask your customers about your services and your company's performance. What to sell, how to sell it, where to advertise and promote your service or products to make money. Perhaps each and every one of you have made these types of decisions as they pertain to your company. He could sell ice cream to Eskimos is a common phrase you may have heard, which signifies a deft salesperson's ability to just about sell anything to anyone, regardless of whether they need it or not. Would you sell bathing suits in the Yukon? Snowmobiles in Hawaii? These are obvious, but your products or services may not be so. Does your painting company include wallpapering? Can your drain cleaning company replace water heaters? Or how about an issue like staying open later one day per week? Maybe you do, or maybe not. But who should decide? If you want customers, they should. You should ask them. And once you do begin to provide the products and services that the buying public wants, you must continually find out if your delivery system meets their expectations and whether your service and products need to be revised and refined to meet their ever-changing tastes. There is a fine restaurant chain based in Dallas, Texas, Chili's, who began serving an appetizer which is a whole onion cut and battered, then deep-fried to form what they call an awesome blossom. They were the first restaurant to serve the tasty food and were the talk of the town, if not the restaurant business, with this winter, as evidenced by the waiting line to get into their eateries. A few years later now, it's difficult to find a casual dining restaurant that does not serve a similar appetizer. Chili's customers voted with their wallets and their loyalty to the restaurant chain. Do you wait until your customers will find a better company with which to do business, or do you want to stay ahead of the curve by being the leader and provide what your customers really want? Do you want to put yourself in the position of having to staff your organization with salespeople who can sell ice cream to Eskimos, or do you want to have a staff of sales consultants who offer your repeating clientele products that they really want and are sold before they even see your sales rep? Okay, you're convinced that asking customers about your company's performance is a smart thing to do. And it seems to be the politically correct thing to do today. In the last 2 years, I have personally collected over 500...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.